This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Within 24 hours after its deadliest day of protests since the military seizure of power, defiant Myanmar protesters were demonstrating exactly why they believe a country should be ruled democratically and not militarily. Once again, police in Myanmar's biggest city on Monday fired tear gas at defiant crowds who returned to the streets. At least 18 people around the country died a day earlier. The protester in Yangon were chased as they tried to gather at their usual meeting spot at the Laudan Center intersection. Demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water to ease the irritating effects of the gas. In the capital, the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi made a court appearance via video conference. The independent Myanmar Now online news agency reported she received a charge for allegedly inciting unrest. Suu Kyi had already been charged with two other offenses. China appears to be moving faster toward a capability to launch its newer nuclear missiles from underground silos. This could improve its ability to retaliate after absorbing a nuclear first strike. That is according to an American expert who analyzed satellite images of recent construction at a missile training area. A longtime watcher of U.S., Russian, and Chinese nuclear forces, Hans Christensen, says the imagery suggests China is seeking to counter what it views as a growing threat from the United States. The U.S. points to China's nuclear modernization as a justification for investing hundreds of billions of dollars to build an all-new nuclear arsenal. Again, China appearing to be moving faster toward a capability to launch its newer nuclear missiles from underground. This is VOA News.